Thank you. Our subject for this series is a very topical and important topic, and the visionary work that has been done by our speaker today will be evident during his presentation. We need to make sure that America can grow beyond its current challenges, and that's not a one-weekend project. But Stephen has made a great start. He's been working at this book for 10 years, trying to get the background and infrastructure and everything together. And the title of our book, of course, is Sacred America, Sacred World, Fulfilling Our Mission to in Service to All. Well, Stephen's got a lot of credits. I'm going to skip most of them because I want to get to hear him rather than to have you hear me. But he's the founder and CEO of the Shift Network, and many of our people here, Stephen, are part of that, and a member of the Transformational Leadership Council and Evolutionary Leaders. The Shift Network was founded in 2010 and has served over 700,000 people worldwide with customers in 150 countries. It's a shift toward a planet that is healthy, sustained, peaceful, and prosperous for us all. It delivers virtual summits, courses, and training featuring over 50 core faculty and 1,000 thought leaders in domains as diverse as spirituality, peace, holistic health, and psychology, printing, parenting, high enlightened businesses, shamanism, and indigenous wisdom and sustainability. Stephen is a graduate of Stanford University and the California Institute for Legal Studies, and he's helped create and directed the Esalen Institute Center for Theory and Research, a think tank for leading scholars and researchers and teachers to explore human potential frontiers. As a former director of membership and marketing in the Institute of Noetic Sciences, he was the driving force behind the Shift in Action program and one of the Minutes Shift media series. He's been a featured speaker at the World Cultural Forum in China, the Alliance for New Humanity in Costa Rica, and the University of California in Ecuador, as well as many U.S. conferences, events, radio programs, online summits. Stephen lives in San Rafael, California, with his wife, Diva. This morning he will introduce the book to us. Let us then welcome Stephen and give him our blessing.
Welcome